Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Well, welcome along to the show tonight.
Australia, you've picked a good night to tune in because, Dom, you're always getting stuck into me. You say, we've been friends for a couple of years and you never get me anything nice. You never do anything nice for me.
That's true. This is one of the all-time great one-sided friendships.
Well, you didn't do anything nice for me either.
Hey, I got you a TV once. Remember that?
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, I gave you and your wife a free trip to Fiji.
That's not exactly true.
Well, okay, what's not... No, let's get into
this. Well, the implication is that you paid for that.
No,
you won a trip and you had no one to go with.
Yeah, okay. At the end of the day, I gave you a free holiday to Fiji. That was pretty nice of me. You can't deny that. What have you done?
Okay, well, maybe it's for that.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's for that. Maybe I finally... Yeah. I can stop hearing about it. 4 years later, you've been holding this Fiji trip above my head. Yeah. I feel like I've found something that will pay you back.
Really?
I found something. I've secured you a gig.
Oh, dear.
You're always talking about how you want to get on stage to sing.
Okay.
And I believe I have found a perfect situation for you to do that.
Can I just say, this sounds like one of those things that you say on the show is, this is going to be great for you, Dom.
Yeah.
And obviously it will end up being a joke and it's not good for me and it's actually a nightmare.
No, this could be huge.
Okay.
This could be the biggest thing of your career.
All right, well, I don't want to get my hopes up because you've dashed them every time before.
And you know what?
What?
Everyone in the country might get the opportunity to see you sing.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Huge news today, Dom. Researchers have found a lake full of water on Mars.
It's possibly the biggest news story of the century. This is phenomenally big news.
This is reading from the article. What they believe to be a lake sits under the planet's South Polar ice cap and is about 20 kilometers across. Yeah. They found a massive thing of water on Mars, Dom. Do you know what this means for possibilities of life on Mars?
Well, this was the big thing, wasn't it? Since the moon landing, the next thing was finding water on Mars.
And they've done it now. Water on Mars.
Yeah. It's massive. You can now go for a swim on Mars.
Now, the interesting thing.
I'm not sure you can do that, actually, but maybe.
The interesting thing is I didn't find out about this news, even though it's about a day old. It's about 24 hours old.
Yeah, I think it broke just after the show last night.
I didn't find out about this until about 5 o'clock this evening. And I was like, that was massive news about Mars. Massive news about humanity.
Yep.
Why did I not find out about that until about 5 o'clock this afternoon?
It's a fair call. I mean, biggest story of the year by far. And it is to go a whole day without hearing about it.
So I went through our Aussie news shows
to
see what they were reporting on today to try to figure out why I didn't hear about this Mars story.
Sure. Okay. To hear what stories they were putting on in front of the biggest story to hit humanity.
Well, firstly, I went to Sunrise with Koshy.
Okay.
And while he was busy doing an interview asking Katy Perry all the hard-hitting questions.
Look, tell me about your fitness regime. How do you keep up the energy?
I thought, fair enough. They got no room for Mars chat there.
That's fair enough.
So I switched over to Today.
Yeah.
And to be fair to them, they were talking about a drought. And I thought, that is really serious. But then I figured out that it was a man drought.
And confirmed the number of women across the country outweighs the number of men.
Okay. I've heard of the farming drought. I haven't heard of the man drought. That's
I was like,
news.
Okay, well, I still haven't found anything about Mars and the lake on Mars. Maybe the project.
Well, they're normally reliable for hard-hitting news.
Surely. No.
And the mates who snuck into a music festival using a wheelie bin. How cool is that?
I need to stress. These are all stories that were on Today.
Was that
this
Tommy
wasn't
Little?
Like the fluff pieces over the last year.
Yeah. That's disappointing. I mean, come on, guys. The biggest story of the year, of the century, and we're hearing about this stuff.
Well, I went back to Sunrise.
Fair call.
And Koshy was doing another interview, this time with ghost hunters.
You say you communicate with the spirits. What do you ask them?
I mean, can I just say, in Koshy's defense, he had a big day by the sounds of it. He had a lot to get through. Like, the man's working hard there.
I guess ghost hunters, the Ghostbusters, kind of look like astronauts. We're getting closer. That's why I was delighted, though, when I went back to the Today Show finally, and I did see some reporting on science. I did see a study. It wasn't quite the Mars one, though. This was cats versus dogs.
This is good news today. Cats, they are really the top dog when it comes to ruling the roost.
What's the story there?
Apparently, cats are better than dogs? I don't know, more aggressive than dogs.
Wow.
I don't know, Dom. But the point was, I didn't find any stories about Mars.
It's a good point. Look, it is concerning about the future of humanity.
Yes!
This massive story could hit.
Yes! Aliens could touch down!
Yeah, that's it.
And Koshy's going to be talking about, should we keep tomato sauce in the fridge or the cupboard?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Prize
Piggy Bank. We are on so late at night, the radio station doesn't give us any prizes to give away.
No.
So what we have to do is enter other people's competitions, win their prizes, and then we can give those away on our radio show.
We're on a quest, Zach. We win and you win. That's how it works.
Everybody wins.
That's it.
What competition will we be entering this week?
Tonight we are entering the competition on the website hiplittleone.com. Just as far as I can tell, is a personal mum blog.
Mm-hmm.
And they are giving away 3 copies of Peter Rabbit, the film, on DVD.
Oh, get excited, everyone. These DVDs could be yours. Now, we're not telling you to go enter this competition.
Please don't.
No. Because that will reduce our chances.
That's it.
We're going to enter.
Yeah.
We'll win the 3 DVDs.
Mm.
And then we'll pass them on to you.
We're robbing from the prize rich and giving to the prize poor.
What do we have to do to win these Peter Rabbit DVDs?
See, I did see a bunch of competitions, Zach. We could have entered to win a car or a house, but I thought, let's start, you know, achievable.
Yeah, the chances of getting a house or a car are so low, but Peter Rabbit DVDs?
Possible. I mean, if you were dying to see the film Peter Rabbit and you didn't get around to it, and you still have a DVD player, this is the competition for you, if we win it.
Is it on Netflix?
I'm not sure, actually. Probably not far off.
But they wouldn't have the special features.
No.
Like the director's commentary. And
yeah, bloopers.
How did we actually make Peter Rabbit animated?
Yeah, exactly. So what we have to do, Zach, is in 25 words or less, we have to write about what our favourite garden vegetable is.
Hmm.
Now, if we can do this in 25 words or less and come up with a good enough entry, we can win Peter Rabbit on DVD.
I'm interested why they specify garden vegetable.
That's a good point.
Are
there other vegetables
that aren't found in the garden?
That's a good question. I'll be honest. I reckon they haven't thought it through that deeply.
Yeah.
All right. True. I just want to put my hand up and say potato. You know, I'm a big potato
fan.
Very
versatile because you got mashed potato, you got potato fries, you've got gems.
Yeah, everything.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. As long as we don't put kale. If we put kale or rocket, I'll be filthy. I don't want to win on the back of rocket.
You wouldn't accept that.
I wouldn't accept that.
Okay. I was thinking, why don't we try to play into the Peter Rabbit?
Oh, I see where you're going.
And we say carrot.
Brilliant.
And then we say carrot, full stop.
Sure.
If it's good enough for Peter,
it's
good enough for us.
Right, let me just type this in.
Carrot, and do you have a word counter there?
I can do it manually. Carrot, if it's good enough for Peter.
It's good enough for us.
It's good enough for us. All right, and that's all we're going to do.
How many words do we have left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 12. We're halfway through our word count.
Do we submit it with less and just think like brevity is good?
I reckon that because that'll stand out. Everyone else will use all their 25 words. We'll stand out for
short and sharp because these people who are judging this, they don't want to go through essays.
Now, it does say by submitting, I agree to the terms and conditions.
Did you read those?
I did not.
Nah, probably okay.
Enter.
No one's ever been screwed over by not reading terms and conditions.
I reckon we'll be fine. All right, we're in.
We're in?
We're in. We've entered the competition. So, in the coming weeks, I don't know how long
guys,
this
takes. Guys, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
In the coming weeks.
We'll report back.
We can pretty much guarantee that we are going to have at least one, possibly 3 Peter Rabbit DVDs to give away.
In our prize piggy bank will contain a Peter Rabbit DVD. There's a fair chance of that.
Imagine what you can do with that.
I know.
Your Saturday night is sorted. Not this Saturday night.
No.
Maybe not next Saturday night. But one in the future.
I just love the idea that someone who rarely hears our show will tune in again in 3 weeks randomly and they'll us doing a giveaway with this Peter Rabbit DVD. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Well, it's out there. We'll keep you updated with our progress.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Exciting news for everyone in this country, but particularly for you, Dom.
Mm.
I have secured you your first ever singing gig. Well, I haven't. It's not 100% confirmed, but I'm sure from here on out, it's just formalities.
Context for anybody who's not heard the show before. I enjoy a sing. Yeah. I have a dream that maybe I'll one day become a good singer. Yeah. And so far in the history of this show, Zach pays my singing out at every turn. No. I'm not saying it's great,
yeah.
but my point is I love it, and I don't think it needs to cop the crap from you that it does every time I try.
That's in the past now.
Oh, is it?
Because I'm totally on board.
Oh, really?
And I think I've got you the best gig that I could. I know that your favourite artist, Michael Bublé, has been announced to be coming down under this year.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Michael Bublé's performance. I think next, a month or two's time, he's in Sydney. And you told me we're not talking Bublé.
Well, now we can, Dom, because Why? My announcement is Dom Fay will be supporting Michael Bublé. Support act.
What, so at Allianz Stadium in Sydney, to tens of thousands of people before Boobs gets up there.
Yeah.
I'll take to the stage.
Yeah.
Well, that's my dream. I've had a dream of performing, and my dream then is that he'll call me out for one of the Christmas songs as an encore. We'll do a duet.
Well, it hasn't been 100% confirmed, but I have sent an email to his agent.
Have you actually?
Yeah. To his management.
Right.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Sure, please do.
Hey guys, I've heard Michael Bublé is heading to Australia, and I think my mate Dom would be the perfect support act. He has the voice of an angel, and I think he'd get along really well with Michael. They would bond over their love of Christmas. I've attached a sample of Dom singing. Oh, no, thanks so much.
You haven't sent me singing to Michael Bublé.
Yes. They have to hear what they're booking.
Which clip did you send them?
Well, the other night you sung that Vanessa Carlton. What is it?
Vanessa Carlton. Yeah, I said on the show, I sung 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton just briefly because you kept saying, I don't remember the song, Dom. What's the song? Tell me how it goes.
Yeah.
And when I sung it, I said, you're going to use that in the next few nights. Yeah. In fact, I think I specifically gave you permission not to use it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this is.
I mean, you sung it cold, a cappella.
Oh, God.
We've produced it a little bit and put a bit of music underneath so that Michael Bublé can really hear what he'll be getting with a backing track.
So you sent this clip to Michael Bublé?
This is the clip that is currently in the inbox of his management, yes.
And I would walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? That could be across a stadium.
And I would walk
oh my God.
1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Bring it home, Dom. Bring it home.
Tonight.
As you can see, obviously they got to book you after hearing that. They might not work nights, but 9 a.m. tomorrow morning when they get into the office and open that email,
Zach.
And the whole Michael Bublé's management's office is going to gather around and go, look who we've just discovered.
Look me in the eye. Did you actually send that to
them? Yes. That's in their inbox. We could find two managers and we sent it to both of them. Double our chances.
There is a very, very real chance that I'm going to become the butt of the joke to Michael Bublé, that they're going to joke about that kid who emailed them.
You might be banned. You might not be allowed to go to the concert at all.
If Michael or his people are listening to this show at any stage, Zach's acted unsolicited, but I am interested.
If you didn't like it, it was a prank. If you did, you know where to find me.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump asked people in a McDonald's drive-thru what they were going to order.
90% of the people hadn't even made up their mind yet in terms of which is shocking to me, but they haven't really definitively made up their mind.
Also, Miley Cyrus is thinking about running for president.
I really hope I would win because I think that would be very cool and it'd be really fun to tell my friends.
And Pauline Hanson has been nominated for Bachelorette of the Year.
I'd like Australian citizens to get on and vote, you know, strongly for this. You can vote multiple times on this website.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, about a week ago, we were sitting in here during one of the songs and I said to you, hey, I got an idea for a segment.
Mm.
And you said, what's that? And I said, it's called Not My Cup of Tea. What I do is I make three different cups of tea. One of them is the one I'd normally have as my cup of tea. Two aren't. You got to pick which one's mine. And you said, there's no way we're doing that, Dom, unless we get really desperate.
I said, if that ever makes it to the radio, it's evidence that we're totally out of ideas.
Anyway, so I've made this opener for our brand new segment. That's not my cup of tea. pretty good opener, isn't it? I made that one myself. That's not our audio guy. That was
oh,
me.
Oh, really? You need to make that distinction, do you? Do you think people were confusing that?
Well, that was a pretty good effort. And this is my, what's this one called? The teacup song. So I picked an appropriate song.
Oh, yeah, well done. So thanks. I have three cups of teas in front of me.
Yep.
And I have to drink each one and pick which one's the cup of tea that you usually have.
So they are all black tea with milk and a certain amount of sugar. One of those three teas in front of you, Zach, is my cup of tea. The other two are not my cup of tea. Have a sip of tea. Let's, one.
Sip number one.
Yep. Oh. Was it hot?
That is so sweet.
That has one sugar.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, yes. Cup one has one sugar in it.
Oh, wow.
Do you not often have sugar in your tea or coffee?
No, I never have sugar.
Okay, well, this might be an adjustment for you. Just have a sip of cup two there.
Hang on, number two. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's two sugars.
That tastes like you're drinking pure sugar.
It's two sugars.
Okay, number three. And I want to say about number three as I look at it.
Yeah.
It looks noticeably darker than the other ones.
Yeah.
And I did make you drink Coke with soy sauce it last night. Is number three tea with soy sauce
hand
in it?
Hand on heart, there is nothing in there but tea, milk, and sugar.
Okay.
Number three.
Oh, jeez.
You didn't ever see it. Oh. You didn't even sip it. That wouldn't be your favourite, I think.
Oh, okay. It tastes like pure. It's like I can feel the grains.
That's 20 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, okay, well, that one's not yours.
Are you sure?
Oh, okay, hang on. Just let me. I've got a green tea here to cleanse my palate.
I was amazed that 20 teaspoons of sugar all dissolved.
No wonder it's darker.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not number three. You don't have 20 teaspoons of sugar.
No, I do
so
not.
That's
correct.
Not your cup of tea.
That's not my cup of tea.
I believe number one
yep.
Teaspoon of sugar is also not your cup of tea.
That's not my cup of tea.
That leaves cup number two teaspoons of sugar. That's your cup of tea.
That's my cup of tea, Zach.
What a riveting game.
You've got it dead on.
That is very sweet. Even with two, it tastes like a tea milkshake.
Okay, well, that's a great idea, tea milkshake.
Do you have those every day?
Two a day of those, yeah, I guess, pretty much. It's pretty good, actually. I'm going to take it from you and have it after we go to the song here. Anyway, not my cup of tea.
Far too sweet. Do you try to have it without sugar?
Well, this is one wasn't meant to turn into a moralizing lesson about the sugar in my diet.
It's not moralizing. I'm just saying that is very sweet.
It's beautiful. It's how I have my cup of tea. And do you reckon that's not my cup of tea can be a weekly segment?
Well, I don't know where to go from here. I mean, I busted it. I figured it out.
We'll get different celebrities in, and they'll make three cups of tea.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, and we got to guess which is...
But what's... the problem is that our show will never get celebrities. They're not coming on. Well, what are we, 11:50 at night?
But imagine we had Matt Damon in here, and you got to guess which one's Matt Damon's
Matt Damon's coming in here at 11:50 at night.
Do you know what? You've seen a flaw in my plan. Either way, that's not my cup of tea. Congratulations, Zach. If you never played again, you won.
Thank you.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway, we're gonna guess where you've come from.
This is a game for anyone currently driving home from the airport. Give us a call on 13 10 60. We believe just by asking you three questions, we can figure out where you've just flown from.
Zach, you have question one for Renee, who has just touched down in Newcastle right now. What's your first question?
Renee, my first question. How many meals did you have while on the plane?
No meals.
No meals, okay, Dom. No, it's short. It's,
well, I'm thinking
or
domestic.
Renee just really hates airplane food.
It's very possible. Renee, how long ago did you plan your trip?
Ooh, only planned today, actually.
Wait, hold on a second. So this flight, this morning when you woke up, you went on intending on getting on this flight?
No.
Wow, that's a big one. All right, your question three then, Zach. This is
tricky. How big was the plane, Renee? Are we talking propellers or jet engine?
Jet engine.
Okay. Jet engine. All right. So I'm thinking Renee's come from another capital city around Australia.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sydney, I reckon.
Would you fly Sydney to Newcastle? That's only like a 2-hour drive. You wouldn't fly that, surely.
Okay.
I reckon you drive that.
Well, obviously, I don't think so, because I suggested
reckon,
Sydney.
No, I reckon Renee's come from Melbourne.
Okay.
But if you want to get, what are we, Melbourne?
Yeah, Melbourne.
Renee, have you come from Melbourne?
I certainly have.
Come on.
Oh, well
there
done,
we
Dom.
Go, see? It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Yeah, congratulations. What do you want? You're always trying to get me to give you props.
No, what I'm wondering is, I remember when we played this game last week, you said we should have gone out after the win. What I'm wondering is whether we keep going.
No, that one was an easy one.
That was too easy?
If we get an international win, we play a song.
Is that what we do? That's the rule. I just wanted to clear the rule. Great, we got John.
We're one from one so far, though. We've never got more than one, so let's go.
John has just touched down in Sydney. John, the place you've come from, was English the main language?
No.
Okay. Definitely. All right, English was not the main language, Zach. We've got an international one here. What do you got?
John, is there any famous animals at the location you're at?
Absolutely not.
No famous animals.
What?
Don't speak English.
Jeez. Okay. John, are there any world-famous landmarks there?
No, there isn't any either. Okay,
well. Is it possible that John's been to Antarctica, though?
I think, would English be the main language there, though?
There's no language there. There's no people there.
Okay.
John,
okay,
let's lock
you
it in, Dom.
Ask the question.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well,
no animals.
Yeah.
No English.
There's penguins
no
in Antarctica.
Landmarks.
There's penguins in Antarctica, Zach.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, but if you want to
what are you thinking of? You're not throwing out anything else.
Well, okay, let's go Singapore, just as a random place.
Because there's animals there?
Yeah, I'm going to go, John, if you come from Singapore.
No, I came from...
from where?
You know, from Latvia.
Latvia. Okay.
John, well, you're telling me there's no animals native to Latvia.
No, that's native animals. No, well, iconic tourist destinations.
Yeah.
And they speak Russian or Latvian there.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest.
Well, you got us with that one, John.
I don't think we were ever going to get Latvia.
I don't think Dom even knows where that is.
I reckon if we could have had 100 questions, we wouldn't have got to Latvia. Though.
Where is it, Dom?
Europe? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Well, okay.
I imagine Eastern Europe here.
All right. No, we can pick it up. Let's get another win here, Zach. You got the first question for
Sam. We have Sam in Brisbane.
Just touched down in Brisbane Airport.
Sam, did you need a passport?
I did.
Okay. Oh, we're looking for another international one, Dom.
Right. Sam, was there a stopover on your flight or was it direct?
Direct.
Okay.
Sam, what body of water did you fly over? Do you know?
No idea.
Okay. Well, do you have a backup question then, Zach?
Okay, if you can't answer that one, is there any famous people from the location you're at? In Australia.
No.
Famous in Australia. Would we know them?
No.
No.
Actually, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, this is a Hail Mary. I mean, my gut feel, my first thought was New Zealand, right?
Oh,
that's an international flight that you do direct. They've got some pretty famous New Zealanders, though. But I reckon...
I like it, Dom.
All right.
You've been on fire tonight. I know that's a compliment you wanted to hear from me.
That's what I was hoping for. Sam, have you come from New Zealand?
No.
Where was it?
Indonesia, Bali.
Sam just totally wasn't impressed.
No.
She's like, no.
I could see also if it was Bali, why she was unsure about if there's a famous person from there. I reckon Chappelle Corby was on the mic on that occasion.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, our producer Michael has come into the studio just a minute ago and said, Dom, I've got a game I want to play with you and Zach. He's worked with us for many years now. This is unprecedented behaviour.
Yeah.
I've not seen this happen before.
The quiz showmaster Michael, for the first time, steps into the ring. What's the game?
Where's this come from?
Guys, it's time to play Guess the Percentage of My Cookies That Were Made in Australia, Coles versus Woolies.
Okay, wow.
Great. This is the music Michael's requested. Here we go. Bit of a game show bed.
All right, guys, I have from Coles and Woolies the bakery cookies that are pretty similar. One is called Dreamy Choc Cookie, that's Woolies.
Sure.
The other is called Ultimate Chocolate Chip Cookie, that's Coles.
Now, my beef with these cookies straight up
is
that they use a compound chocolate.
Okay.
Can you confirm that with me, Michael? At least those ones on the right definitely do.
Yep, Woolies one's compound chocolate.
Yeah.
And then
the right ones, you're right as well, compound.
Right, that's why they're so cheap, and they taste like it as well.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass around some samples.
I can say that because it's 50%, 50%.
Sure.
Both the big companies do this.
You're attacking them both at the same time. I can't eat these, Michael. You know I can't eat
but
these.
But you can touch and feel it.
Yeah,
I'm allergic to gluten. I think touching it's risky. All right, so you eat them, Zach.
Also, Zach, the Woolies one is about a week old.
Yes, hard as anything.
Now, the question you're asking here isn't how nice it is.
So,
it's how Australian does it taste.
Yeah, I've got the percentages on the wrapping here. Made in Australia from at least something percent. Coles versus Woolies. Zach?
I think this one enjoys binge drinking.
Oh, Zach.
More than the other one. So I think that one,
Zach,
might be a bit more Aussie.
That biscuit's got mould on it.
It doesn't wear.
What's all the other bottom of that?
That's melted chocolate.
Oh, that's melted chocolate.
It looks a lot like mould. No, the white stuff.
Oh, you've thrown off some really high quality biscuits before. No, it's white chocolate.
Right, okay. All right.
Looking at them.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a trick question with some Belgian chocolate here?
No, nothing like that. I'm just going off the guide here, and I will remind you, it says at least, you know, blank percent Australian ingredients.
I was looking at some canned goods with Australian ingredients the other day, so I do have a ballpark. I think they're both under 10%.
Okay, well, let's lock one in. I reckon Woolies, 5%, Coles, 8%. Are we happy to go with that?
Yeah.
What have we got, Michael?
You boys need a lot more faith in our supermarket chains. Woolies 56, Coles 66.
Wow.
66% Australian.
So if you want to get 10% more Australian biscuits, go to Coles.
Right.
Woolies, what was that, 56?
56, still pretty good.
That's not that bad.
That's pretty good. All right, well, I just want to do a quick check, because earlier in the show, Zach, we played Not My Cup of Tea. Now, that was my game.
Yeah.
Michael's coming with How Australian Are the Cookies. That's his game.
Well, but you put them both together, and you get cup of tea and biscuits. It's the ultimate Saturday night mix.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn a lot about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google search history. You don't know what we found. You don't know what we're going to read out.
Yeah.
But you do have to explain why you Googled what you Googled.
What do you got for me tonight?
Our first Google search comes Monday at 11:10 p.m. How disgusting are toilet brushes?
Yeah, that's
Is
not...
that just a comment?
No.
Are you trying to be relatable with Google? Jeez,
no, like,
how disgusting are toilet brushes? So great.
No, my point is like okay,
on 1 to 10, how disgusting.
If people are eating right now, I don't want to get a bit gross with
them. Put down your sandwich.
But I went. Who's eating a sandwich? It's 11:15 at night.
There's late night sandwiches around.
I guess.
Trust me.
There are. Anyway, my point is, I was in the work bathroom and they've got the toilet brushes next to the toilets. And there's some growths and colours on that brush.
Is there?
Yeah. And it just made me feel quite ill the other night when I saw that. Because I Googled that when we were at the radio show, I'm pretty sure.
Jim, yeah, 11, songs. 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, that's like, is that safe to have around humans? Turns out they're pretty disgusting. You should replace it, I think, like every 3 uses or something, they said. So, you know, get a new toilet brush.
You also have disclosed that you obviously left some skid marks at work, and that's why you are reaching for the toilet brush.
Okay, no. No, I noticed it when I was standing up.
How did you notice it?
I was doing
it's
a number
behind
one.
The toilet.
It was to the left of the toilet. I was standing up doing the number one toilet function, and my eyesight drifted to the left and I saw it.
Sure.
That was not me, and when the office manager sends the email around, it was somebody else. I do not poo at work, you know that. It's my golden rule.
Your next Google search. Sunday at 11:43 p.m. Do bats like being inside houses?
Well, have you ever had a bat at the window, right? And they're trying to
get... What? A bat at the window?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And they're trying to get in.
No.
That's not normal.
You've had a bat at the window trying to get into your house.
Well, I looked out my window the other night and there's a bat like hanging down just outside my window.
Like a fruit bat? Like a large flying fox?
It was hanging from the gutter. And it was like, and I was like, is it trying to get in? What does it want?
Wait, there was a, you know, these are the size of like a large bird.
Yeah.
So a full-size fruit bat was hanging from your gutter looking into your house.
Yes. It was looking. That's right. The eyes were open. And I was like, is it trying to get in? If I leave a window open, is it going to sneak in?
Probably.
Is it looking inside and thinking, geez, that looks nice and warm and lovely?
Maybe.
And so I just kept the window shut all night. But no, I want to know, bats don't often like getting inside, according to Google.
Mm.
That's not their aim. They're not trying to get in the house.
Mm. So, well, they live in caves.
Yeah.
I imagine a house is just like a cave, though.
Oh, mine's pretty well lit up, though. Like, it's not like... Caves are darker than
You don't
house.
Live in a cave? Got to get your manager.
There's a joke in here about Elton Childs, the guy who won X Factor, but I just can't quite get to it. You know, he used to live in a cave. Do you remember that?
Do you want to just make that statement?
Yeah, there we go.
Dom would like to connect this story.
That's what I'd like to do. It, you know what? It's so much easier than having to go to the effort of thinking of a joke. I'm just going to give you the reference point so you can do it in your own head.
The last thing you Googled was Thursday at 2:20 p.m. What happens if I eat steak every day? Obviously, your bout of vegetarianism isn't going very well.
Well, this is just before I made the vegetarian jump, before, because I was a vegetarian for a bit last week.
3 days.
We don't need to put a time frame on it. I thought it was a pretty good effort. And the point is, before that, I did have steak 14 days in a row.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was like, how bad? Because I was starting to feel pretty ill.
Pretty heavy.
Pretty heavy. And I was like, can it, like, you know, you've heard of meat sweats before.
Yeah.
I was like, I've probably had almost a cow, do you know what I mean, in these 14 days. Yeah. Is that bad for you? And turns out, yeah.
Yeah, probably shouldn't eat that.
Like, if you had steak every day of your life, you wouldn't live very long. That was what Google suggested to me. So, you know what? I had butter chicken
that's
instead.
That's never put you off before, though.
Well, I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
Like, they said you might die in, like, your 40s. Maybe even earlier. And I don't want to do that. I've got a lot to do in this
so
life.
So you've given up steak after that?
No. Just reduced it.
Every second day.
Every
now.
Second day.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I'm having some troubles with my possums at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard about this a lot, your possum war at your house. It's a long-going war now.
Well, you know what? I've buried the hatchet.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a war anymore.
Who surrendered?
Well, I had a peace offering.
Right, okay.
I said, guys, let's just come together. Let's not war anymore.
Was there a treaty?
There's a possum treaty.
Yeah, great.
There's two possums at my house. There's a ringtail out the front.
Yep.
There's a brush tail down the back.
Sure.
And I think it's a ringtail I'm currently having problems with. And it's morphed from a war because they were eating all my vegetables and I had to net them in the garden. And it's now morphed into, I feel like I'm a parent of teenagers. And I think they're playing up. And I want to know if you think this is vindictive or not.
Right. Yeah. What do you got?
Well, the ringtail possum, it comes onto my balcony every night. And the last couple of nights, it pulls out the succulents out of their pots.
Yep.
And so the first night it happened, I was like, that's weird. Didn't eat it, just ripped it out and threw it on the ground.
Succulents aren't very tasty.
No.
I wouldn't have thought.
So I buried it. I like repotted it, put
it
back
you
in.
Meant buried the possum.
It hasn't quite got to that.
If you're burying possums alive, that's a little bit dark.
No, I repotted the succulent.
Sure.
Came out this morning.
Yep.
The same succulent, the same pot. I had moved it, thinking that it wouldn't be able to get it.
Okay.
Ripped out and thrown to the ground again. Not eaten.
Yep.
Not nibbled, not touched.
Mm.
The possum's coming in, ripping out this one plant,
yeah.
Throwing it to the ground, and I feel like it's a targeted attack.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, I haven't been around too many children, Zach, but when kids get hungry,
yeah.
Right, and you've been denying them their food, this is an important point. They were happy snacking on your vegetables. Mm. You put a net over that, you stop them getting into the veggies, and now they're throwing a tantrum.
Well, see, I didn't see it as a tantrum, because yeah. That's what toddlers do.
Yeah,
I thought it was more teenage behavior, where Moody. They rebel. Right, and they just start taking risk-taking behavior.
Right.
And the parents get worried. They go, is this normal or not? Should we be worried about this? Is this a sign?
Mm. Well, I guess if it's teenage behavior, that's actually a good thing for you.
Yeah.
I think.
They're growing up.
Well, no, my point is that means they're only a few years away from moving out of home.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, you're 24 and you're still at home. If I have 24 more years with these possums, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take it.
So what's your plan over the weekend then? What are you going to do?
I'm going to plant the succulent again.
Give it one more chance.
Third time.
Yep.
And we might have to look into the burying option. I don't know.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there and we will see you Monday night at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.